And now I'd like to shift gears and shift duties to TV critic. And boys and girls, I'd like to start with a little story. Once upon a time, back in the 1960s, there were three commercial broadcast networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and that was it. No satellite, no cable, no internet. The broadcast networks were unbelievably dominant then. They supplied most of the TV to America, just like Detroit supplied most of the cars. The car manufacturers rolled out their new models in September and wanted as many people as possible to watch their advertisements. So somewhere along the line, the assembly line that is, the networks and the car companies came up with the idea of the fall TV season. The networks could roll out their new models, too, all in the same week, and that would attract lots of viewers to the truly important stuff, the ads for the new cars. Well, kiddies, it's a very different world today, but some old traditions have remained. New car models still come out in the fall, and even though the Fox network jumped the gun this year by previewing its new shows the past few weeks, there's still an official fall TV season. It starts Monday. Next week alone, 8 new series premiere on network TV. The big trend this fall is that all the networks are betting more than ever on serialized dramas. With the success of the Fox series 24 and the ABC series Lost and Desperate Housewives, the networks see these involved season-long story arcs as one possible way to attract and hook an audience. It doesn't matter that last year most of those attempts failed. Loyal viewers of such shows as Invasion, Threshold, Surface, and Reunion were abandoned in mid-story with no sense of closure. But since another new serialized drama, Prison Break, worked for Fox, all the networks are willing to try again. There are so many new ones this season, though, that oversaturation is inevitable. There are only so many books people can keep on their nightstand at one time, and serialized TV dramas require the same type of focus and commitment. If you're already looking forward to new chapters of Lost and Grey's Anatomy, or of 24 and Veronica Mars, how many new weekly dramas can you make room for? Well, from the new fall season, I'd suggest making room for a few. Especially ABC's The Nine, which is about 9 people caught up, in one way or another, in a midday bank robbery. The show premieres October 4th, right after the season premiere of Lost. And it's the same kind of character-driven mystery series, with lots of flashbacks and missing pieces to its puzzle. In fact, in The Nine, we don't initially see the robbery, or what happens during it. That'll come later, bit by bit. In the pilot, we see only the aftermath, and scenes of the moments leading up to the robbery. Such as this scene, in which Timothy Daly plays Nick, a cop being chewed out by his boss.
You haven't been going to your GA meetings.
The department mandated 6. I did my 6.
So you're cured.
Come on, Pete. This group thing is not for me. But haven't laid a bet in 3 months. Haven't even bought a lotto ticket.
All I'm saying is, with your history, you don't have a lot of...
Leave my father out of this.
This has nothing to do with your father. I'm just looking out for you, Nick.
Well, I'm a guy with the most collars last year. If you're really looking out for me, shouldn't we be talking about the promotion I was promised?
We were ready to give you that promotion until you blew it, your little gambling mishap. I'm not the one who keeps shooting you in the foot here, Nick. You do a pretty good job of that yourself.
Okay, then. I'm going to go deposit my paycheck in my savings account.
Other cast members of The Nine include Kim Raver from 24, John Billingsley from Prison Break, and Scott Wolf from Party of Five, all serialized dramas. The Nine is a very crisp pilot and one of the 3 new shows I recommend most enthusiastically this year. The other two, as I noted months ago when the fall pilots were screened for critics, are both from NBC, and both are behind-the-scenes looks at network TV sketch comedy shows. The one from Aaron Sorkin, his first series since The West Wing, is called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip and premieres Monday. It stars Bradley Whitford, Matthew Perry, and Amanda Peet, and features a can't-miss opening appearance by Judd Hirsch. The other TV show about a TV show is called 30 Rock and comes from Tina Fey of Saturday Night Live. She stars in it, too, along with Alec Baldwin and SNL veteran Tracy Morgan. The show's being reworked, with Jane Krakowski from Ally McBeal added to the cast. But the parts being worked on are the parts that needed work, and the rest is hilarious, and I adore Jane Krakowski. So watch for 30 Rock, too, but be patient because it doesn't show up until October 11th. Other new shows worth sampling this season include Kidnapped, an NBC drama that starts Wednesday and plans to take the whole season to explore one crime, and ABC's Ugly Betty, a comedy that's an American take on a successful telenovela. It starts September 28th. And ABC's The Knights of Prosperity, a serialized comedy series about a group of first-time inept criminals. It starts October 17th and used to be known by a much better title, Let's Rob Mick Jagger. And yes, Mick Jagger appears in it, at least in the pilot. That's a pretty good start. Add the quality returning shows and some of the other new ones that have promise, and you've got a much better than average fall TV season. And even if nothing here strikes your fancy, there's always mid-season. One of the replacements due to arrive in January is The Black Donnellys, written by Paul Haggis of Crash. The last TV projects created by Haggis were two of my all-time favorites, Due South and Easy Streets.